The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, in the healing power of hormones, Doctor, I'm just going to say Dr. Amelia because I meant to ask her how to pronounce her surname correctly. I don't want to offend her, so I'm going to call her Dr. Amelia for the moment. But she shares her own journey from burnout, love addiction, and the heartbreak back to full vitality. With practical tools, she empowers you to understand your hormones and begin a transformative inner journey towards lasting health and balance. She joins us now. Thank you for joining us, Amelia.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
How do I pronounce your surname?
It's Vuorisalmi.
Vuorisalmi.
It's a Finnish name, so it's rather difficult to pronounce, but you're doing a great job.
Thank you. It's a lovely name. It's a lovely name. So what's your story then? What was your journey?
Well, my journey, I'm trained as a medical doctor. But to be honest, when I started practicing at my 30s as a clinical practitioner, I was going through a divorce and heartbreak at the same time and having a bit of existential crisis as I felt that we weren't seeing the patients as whole. And I was starting to have all kinds of symptoms myself. So I was suffering from debilitating back pains, sleep problems, anxiety. And I was thinking that the reason must be that I had just gone through the divorce and a heartbreak. So as a doctor, I wanted to study what love hormones do to our health. And my question was basically, if love hormones can make me this sick, or, you know, kind of the lack of love hormones, they must be able to heal me as well. And well, now I have been basically on this 10-year journey and dive very deep into the world of love hormones and found something truly amazing. And I'm going to share this recipe for kind of sustainable health and happiness in my book.
That's excellent. So the main three hormones we're talking about, if I'm right, are dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin.
That's correct. I chose them because, there's first when we fall in love, there's kind of the high phase of love where dopamine kind of takes over. We might actually have like drops in our serotonin levels, which causes that anxiety, and we need to get close to the loved one so we can get some oxytocin and feel okay again. But I was more interested in the attachment phase of love, because that's kind of the phase where we have that nice balance of these three particular hormones. And my question was like, how could I get there, like dependent if I'm in a relationship or not? Because I've also shared that I was a kind of a bit of a love addict during my journey as well. So I was kind of medicating myself with relationships, and I felt like, okay, this is enough. Now I have to kind of be able to heal myself inside out.
So what's the natural way we can boost our dopamine without falling in love?
Well, the thing is that there's lots of talk about boosting, and that's totally okay. We can boost dopamine, you know, just like listening to our favorite music or, you know, cold water exposure, basically everything that, you know, sparks our heart. But in my book, I kind of like, I go a bit deeper. So I think I felt like when I was suffering and having all these symptoms, so the main issue was that I had lost my direction in life. And I call in this book dopamine as the molecule of direction. So the questions I would ask or tell everybody to ask themselves is like, am I really living a life aligned with my values? And basically kind of taking these courageous steps towards our true dreams. And for example, I was always, I had this secret dream of acting, and I felt that that's something I can't do as a medical doctor. But then just 4 years ago, I was already 41, and I was kind of being very honest to myself, and I did some EFT tapping to unblock some limiting beliefs and maybe to work on some traumas that I wouldn't be good enough to act. And I got the lead role in a critically acclaimed romantic comedy. So that's kind of a proof that it didn't take my credibility away, but it gave me energy. And actually, it gave me energy to write this new book. So it became a very purposeful act, the whole kind of a side job as a lead actress.
Oh, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
So the I know you on your website you've got free tapping lessons, which is EFT tapping. Is that to help you reduce stress?
Well, you can do that. It's a very interesting and easy method to kind of calm our nervous system. So you can use it for almost like anything. You can use it for all kind of like pains. I use it to clear some limiting beliefs. I told, you know, that I wouldn't be enough for something, or I love using it just to have more luck and miracles coming on my way. And also, I must say that I just actually a week ago, I did there a practice called Yoga Nidra, which is amazing tool as well when you if you want to balance your nervous system and get the like a good recovery. Because I feel like these days almost everybody is suffering from a little bit of how would I say, we're not spending enough time in the rest and digest state. So this practice, just listening 20 minutes of Yoga Nidra, actually gives you the health benefits of 2 hours of deep sleep. So it's amazing practice, and I really, really recommend it to try it. You know, lots of people suffer or like have hard time, you know, starting a meditation practice, but this is super easy because all you need to do is lay down and listen.
So it's not yoga as in the traditional sense. It's more of a meditation yoga, Yoga Nidra.
Exactly. It's they call it like non-sleep deep rest. So we go kind of through this this type of a body scan, and it's hard to describe, but basically you just lay down, close your eyes and follow my voice for 20 minutes. And it's amazing. Like I must say that when I had a toddler and I was going through a divorce and my mom was had a stage 4 cancer, so I could not have survived without Yoga Nidra. And I have a lot of nurses from the university hospital that during the pandemic used it because it was so busy and they couldn't get enough recovery. So it's amazing tool for anybody, from kids to, you know, grown-ups. So, yeah.
And the second hormone you mentioned from your book is serotonin. The only thing I really know about that is that I know it, with antidepressants, they can help boost, for using that word again, boost your serotonin levels. What is serotonin for? Is that to keep us balanced?
Well, you know, it's the hormones, this all, they are not that simple. They all, you know, they work together. They serotonin, for example, it works, all these three hormones, they work as neuromodulators. So they modulate lots of other hormones in our brain as well. And serotonin is produced in the brain, but also in the gut. So the gut-brain axis, if people might be familiar with that one. So everything what happens in our gut also affects the brain and vice versa. And to be honest, we don't really know yet how the depression medication work. But in my book, when I'm talking about this kind of holistic well-being and increasing your health in more natural ways, I call serotonin as the molecule of safety. Mm-hmm. So basically, as long as we have unresolved trauma or, you know, fears, they will be leading us and affecting our serotonin system. There's research that, for example, you know, trauma, at first it increases our serotonin levels, but when it's prolonged, it actually starts to kind of eat the serotonin levels. And I think many people suffer with that, including myself. And the thing is that when our serotonin system is not working properly, our dopamine system easily goes on overdrive. So we have, you know, lack of focus, our ideas might be all over the place. We might have difficulties to fall asleep. Our digestive system won't be working as it should. So I was, for example, back in the days when I was unbalanced, I was struggling with a lot of digestive symptoms, from constipation to bloating, and I thought I would, you know, it was gluten sensitivity. But now these days, when I have been able to build this solid foundation, so I don't have any of those anymore. So I just want to kind of also encourage people to do this inner work for sustainable balance and health.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't realize that serotonin was in the gut. That does make a lot of sense.
Yeah. It's super. And, you know, as I told this, it's not like they're individuals. It's like it's they work as a team. And then there's, you know, the third hormone, oxytocin. And lots of times it's called the master hormonal regulator, because oxytocin, I have named it as the molecule of connection. And I think connection is probably the one most important thing for human survival. So unless we feel connected to ourselves and other people and the world around us, we can't really thrive. So this is why kind of embracing micro moments, just the art of just being, and kind of also boredom, those are actually pretty crucial when we want to build a strong oxytocin system.
Interesting. I'm just noticing on your website as well, you've got six holistic tips for the flu season, which of course it is now, isn't it?
Yeah, I share all kind of tips. What I love to do is just make people, you know, feel better with easy, approachable, you know, tools. And I really try to also live as I preach. So doing that myself.
Yeah, good for you. Well, the book is called The Healing Power of Hormones, Harness Dopamine, Serotonin and Oxytocin to Unlock Your Best Life. It's coming out, I've got this Thursday, 23rd of January. Is that correct?
Yes, it's very exciting week ahead. Yeah.
Great stuff. Congratulations. And if people want to find out more about you, like I just have, what is your website address, Amelia?
It's docemilia.com. So docemilia.com. And my Instagram, I'm pretty active also there. So that's docemilia as well. So you can find all the links for Yoga Nidra, my new upcoming masterclass, and of course the book over there.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today, Amelia.
Thank you so much. It was such a lovely thing to be here.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.